This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
Our programme today starts in a central London sandwich bar where presenter Vicky Sullivan met João, or Johnny Lorenzo, who comes from Portugal.
Next, please.
Can I have a ham salad sandwich, please?
My name is João Lorenzo. I'm 50 years old. I'm from Portugal. And I'm in England since 86. I work in a snack bar, always since I've come to England.
João's been in London for more than 15 years. When he first arrived, he spoke hardly any English.
I've never been in school anyway. I learned with the colleagues and, you know, the English people. I just, enough to live in, you know, just...
My pepper toast.
Do you think people usually understand you when you speak?
Yeah, yes, I think so. I think so, because I've been serving, you know, so many people and nobody make complaint, I don't know. I think it's enough.
So tell me about your typical work day.
I'll start half past six. I start doing the preparations in the kitchen and then I start serving the people about 8 o'clock, half past seven, 8 o'clock, and then till 5 o'clock.
What kind of people come into the coffee shop?
I mean, it's so many people, you know, from different countries. Spanish, Brazilians, English, Italians,
okay.
Japanese, Chinese, you know.
But they're all speaking English to you?
Most of the people, they speak English, you know.
Next, please. Can I help, please, everyone?
My spoken English is all right. I mean, it's not good. It's okay. But writing and, you know, spelling is very hard for me. When I'm writing, I have problems with the grammar and spelling, and that's the big problem, isn't it?
João Lorenzo from Portugal has just been talking about his problems. After many years in London, his spoken English is okay, but he worries about writing, particularly spelling and grammar. Perhaps you have the same concerns. So what advice does teaching expert Karen Adams have about writing-related difficulties?
Actually, I think these are very important issues, particularly for him as he's living in the UK, but for anyone who's studying in English. Writing is often forgotten. It's often the forgotten skill, and we think, well, if I can speak, it doesn't really matter if I can write. But if you're living in a place where English is the native language or the first language, then actually, if you don't learn to write, there are lots of things that you won't be able to do. So one of the things that I would recommend João to do is actually to do a lot more reading so that you can actually get the flow of what written language is like, because written language and spoken language are very, very different. So for example, if João wants to, let's say, open a bank account, he may have to write a letter to the bank. What he needs to do is to look at bank literature and find some vocabulary he can use when writing to the bank. Or perhaps get himself a writing textbook, which will help him write the different kind of things he may need to write. Because in the end, if you don't learn to write, then you're cutting yourself off from a large area of expression, which you may eventually need.
So really it's not being scared to say, well, I'm going to try and improve my writing skills. It's easy for him to say, well, my speaking's okay and that's what I need day to day. But in fact, as you say, writing skills can be very important and can cause great problems if he can't do it properly. So really just to practice, get some textbooks and read more to see how English people write.
Absolutely. His next problem is spelling. And this is such a problem for so many students. English, as we know, is not a phonetic language. It's actually made up of lots of different bits of different languages. We have Greek words, we have Latin words, we have French words, we have German words, and we have lots of spelling rules taken from all of these different languages. So, for example, this is why we have words like knight, such as the Knights of King Arthur, spelt K-N-I-G-H-T. The spelling and the sound bear almost no relation to each other. One thing you can do is to think about a word as a collection of syllables and try to spell each of the different syllables. So, for example, in the word independent, you can think of it as in-dep-en-dent. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. So spelling each of the syllables separately, rather than trying to remember the whole word. Another thing you can do is to look for patterns. In schools in Britain, we're often taught the rhyme, I before E except after C. So if you have a word with a C followed by an I or an E, which order does it go in? I before E except after C. So the word receive, R-E-C, is it E or is it I next? C-E-I-V-E. Looking for patterns is very, very important. You may find your own patterns. So, for example, you may notice a group of words that share the same spelling. For example, we spoke about night earlier, K-N-I-G-H-T. Think about light, L-I-G-H-T. Think about right, R-I-G-H-T. So all of these words have a similar sound and they have a similar spelling. So thinking of patterns is very, very important, and grouping words together by sound and similar spelling pattern. So those are things which Jal can do to actually help his spelling.
Advice there from teacher Karen Adams. Try out that advice and see if it works for you.
And what about Jal? What did he think of Karen's advice?
The advice is very good, you know. I already bought a textbook. I'm starting writing English. Yeah, I spent all last weekend writing and reading all the papers in English, newspaper. And I'm okay. No, I'm starting.
Karen also suggested buying a writing textbook, which you've done.
I've done. It's a bit hard for me because I'm a beginning, you know. It's a bit hard. We'll see.
And to improve your spelling and your knowledge of how words are spelt, to think about kind of syllables of words. Do you think that's a useful way of learning spellings?
It's a little bit hard for me because, you know, I'm no young anymore. I'm going to try to do my best, you know. I hope couple months time I'll start writing a letter to my family in Portugal, in English.
And the other thing about spelling, she was talking about kind of words that sound similar, so like right, light, night, things like that, which are spelt the same way. Is that something which you can use day to day if you see words written down? Just kind of signs and things that you see written down every day?
You know, the word is very similar. And sometimes I make mistakes, you know. Maybe for me, if I buy another book, or I don't know, maybe it's another book to learn quickly and how to spell, like you said, night, light and night, or right. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a bit difficult, you know. reading, I'm okay. You know, but writing is... I'm just starting, you know.
But reading is a good start. You're seeing a lot of words. You see how the English language works as a written language. And you can also notice words like that.
Yeah, I have a good memory, mm-hmm. You know. But I started writing as well. You know, the phrase in a paper or in a book, I started writing, you know, just don't get confused with the other words. I got a good memory, you know, like a small computer.
So hopefully if you read lots of English, then you'll be able to remember those spellings.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, I remember very well.
And that brings us to the end of today's English Makeover. Here's a quick summary of Karen's advice. If you want to improve your writing, the first step is to read more. Read things related to your writing needs and notice the language. If it's letters to the bank, try banking leaflets. If it's an application, look at job advertisements. Get an idea of the vocabulary and style. Then buy yourself a writing textbook and carefully work through it. And what about English spelling? To help you remember, split words into syllables. For example, in, de, pen, dent, independent. Look for patterns, as in I before E except after C, as in thief. And group words according to sound and spelling. For example, write, light, night and sight all follow the same spelling pattern. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. Join the English Makeover team again next time for more advice to improve your English.